A Taste of Sound Fishes, a Pauline Oliveros composition recorded by St. Paul's Zeitgeist New Music Ensemble. Heather, the next time Zeitgeist plays Sound Fishes, you'll be collaborating with No Exit New Music of Cleveland.
Every time they visit, and I believe this is either the fourth or fifth year of this touring exchange, they play pieces featuring Cleveland and Twin Cities composers, and we play pieces by composers from the Twin Cities and Cleveland, and then we play something together. And so this year, because Zeitgeist just finished a whole festival of works by Pauline Oliveros, we decided that we'd explore that sound world together for this set of concerts.
Zeitgeist has a weekend with the No Exit Ensemble from Cleveland. How do you coordinate rehearsals so that you can play a piece together, a complicated piece like Sound Fishes?
Well, we choose our pieces very carefully. In the past, we've presented work by Julius Eastman. Mark Applebaum. And so in the work that we decide to do together, we make a rehearsal plan. So we send instructions back and forth, so they rehearse a little bit, and we rehearse a little bit, and then we have one big rehearsal together before we perform the piece.
At your show, you're going to be performing Six of Hourglasses from a larger piece called Flare. It was written by Josh Musicantow. What caused you to pick this one?
Well, Josh is a member of the 113 Composer Collective, which is active here in the Twin Cities. And last May, we collaborated with them and presented, five or six brand new pieces. Now, on this upcoming concert, we love Josh's piece so very much, and we knew it was a favorite with audiences. So we thought that both our audiences wouldn't mind hearing it again, and then later when we bring it to Cleveland, we plan to perform it there as well. But also, another member of the collective, Tiffany Skidmore, is going to have a piece premiered on this program as well. And so we thought it would be nice to have two composers from the collective represented on our concert.
Is it kind of exciting to be playing recently composed music?
Very much so. And actually with Josh's piece that we're going to be presenting, what is really nice, doing premieres are just absolutely wonderful. It's so amazing to bring that very first performance into the room and find out, because you learn so much. You learn there are things in that composition that you never learned were there. Your audience lets you know that, even without saying a word. You know, that journey, but that's just the beginning of the journey. So being able to play a piece over three nights, as we do here, and then take it several other places, it's also wonderful to see these brand new works bloom and flourish.
The first concert in the 2019 collaboration between Zeitgeist New Music of St. Paul and No Exit New Music of Cleveland will be in Weber Hall at the University of Duluth Thursday, September 19th at 7:30 p.m. Then Friday and Saturday, September 20th and 21st at Studio Z in St. Paul at 7:30 and Sunday at Studio Z at 2 p.m. For information, it is zeitgeistnewmusic.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.